This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial writer Rosalind Fellwalk has just entered another decade. She's finding it a bit difficult to keep up with the fast-moving world around her.
These observations come from an aging female. The male can make his own. I smile, am perplexed, and at times disgusted at all the symptoms of physical and mental disconnect that I experience now. At least once a day, I lose my glasses, cell phone, or the car keys. With dimming vision, I've canceled the daily paper and most periodicals that stacked up unread. I still trust my vision to drive, but not much after the sun goes down. I schedule all appointments between traffic rush hours. From eyes now to the ears. Having worn hearing aids for at least 12 years, I cannot listen to the radio or watch TV without those auditory helpers. Otherwise, the volume would disturb the good neighbors living above and beside me. Mental lapses occur. I enter a room forgetting why I went there. Or at the computer, I'm writing and must leave a blank line since I can't think of the proper adjective. So I go to the kitchen to prepare lunch, and sure enough, the proper word hits my brain just as I'm eating my salad. I grab a pencil and record it, not willing to lose it again. It is exasperating to meet a familiar face and be unable to say her name. When looking at group photos from yesteryear, the faces are familiar, but I cannot give them names. It's not just my brain that has changed. My physical condition is showing the 8 decades. Consider the clothing that you bought in your 60s that still occupy the closet. Things don't fit as well as they used to. I'm the same size according to the label, but a bulge in the midriff rearranges the garments and my frame has shrunk a couple inches. Sleep patterns change with the years also. Nocturnal awakenings for a trip to the bathroom. An interruption creating a problem for the return to dreamland. Seeing the clock registering an hour or so later, I'm ready to fetch one of those unread magazines and read myself to sleep. But to my surprise, the sun is dawning when I open my eyes again. Well, enough of these dreary signs of aging. I am working to keep what strengths and abilities yet maintained. I still cook for myself, and each meal brings out the pill bottles. Folks my age keep drug companies and pharmacies in business. I attend a fitness class to maintain good balance. It didn't take long before all of us classmates became friends, as we share mutual aging issues. We admire the young instructors as they deliberately slow actions and directions for us to perform all those movements that activate our bodies and minds from the head down to our toes. We find ourselves laughing at and with each other as we are all in the same boat, living day by day and grateful for each one.
Roz Fellwalk still rocking along with her non-computer ways, enjoying life. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on member-supported 89.3 Huntsville.